You turn Bob's tiny note shop. No, wait. This is the biggest thing ever, ever, ever. This has never been done before. And Bob may or may not decide to let this out. If he does, it's up to him. All right. This is his chaw. You turn the tiny note chart on its side. You take Bob, 1840, 1900, 1900, 1918, 1918, 1945, 1945 to 1960, 1960, 1990, and you go lateral, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, just like we did Revelation. Changes everything. It changes everything.
Uh-oh. Are you ready to change everything, Bob?
No, it is already. It is already.
Oh.
You know, the next section would be Proton, Lyndon LaRouche, Marshall McLuhan, William Irwin Thompson, Arthur Croker, and Bob Dobbs. That's the second line. So each one of those lines clipped makes a new chart. It's not the tiny note. It's the completion of the big note.
No, that's the big note. Oh,
that can't okay. be the big. Zappa would be the big note. You don't know what you're talking about, Bob. Come on, calm down.
Yeah, no, listen.
Flip it.
No, so you're
Flip
making
it.
The big note. We never knew what I meant by big note.
And in the angel
right.
chart.
Right. Right.
Right.
The first marks 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 6 levels on the straight up and down. Rai is the first level of the angel chart.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
it goes
ring
up and
two?
Down, not left and right, up and down. Ring two would be Eloi, which would be red, newspaper, electric media, printed book, movie, magazine, soundbite. Just the top part.
Okay. Yeah.
See how that's different? See how that's so you flip it sideways. Now, this is going to be euphoric. Now, Chad knows this stuff. He's done this a long time. He doesn't really care. He really doesn't care. He's quite the sodomist. I mean, he's not looking at all that. But this becomes euphoric in about a second because it's kind of like going, holy
ring
shit.
Three. Ring
TV.
Three.
TV.
TV. Well, TV's not a
blue.
Ryan,
two. Blue, Macbeth, King Lear. Othello, Hamlet, and Henry V.
T.U., Carla.
Pardon?
T.U.
T.U.
T.U., that's
T-U.
Right.
T.U.
Said right.
Got it.
Said right.
Yeah, T.U. Okay, awesome. Ring four.
Lochte.
Okay. And then with Lochte.
No. Yellow.
Arrows.
Chaos, Gala, Orpheus, Prometheus, and Tadic, which is a subset of that.
What's up?
Ring
two is Eloi, red newspaper, printed book. Ring five?
Bob. Green.
That is DNA and RNA. And the DNA.
Bob, stop it. I can't hear you, and I'm typing. So Bob is green.
Official state, which is second world. Media state, first world. Gala state, fourth world. Third world, and then the corporeal state.
Now, this is going to be interesting. What's ring six?
Okay, you drop right down. You drop right down. Go back to Rai, and you go to black hole. Then you go to the Great Escape. Then you go
so
to
So it doesn't
lower.
Have a title. It doesn't.
No.
And why did you
none
drop
of them.
Out of molecule?
None of them.
Why
none
did
of them
you
do.
Drop molecule?
We didn't. Did we drop
you
molecule? We did.
Molecule.
We didn't.
You skipped
on molecule. Which one? No, no, that's
right.
That's right. Molecule. Oh. No, no, right. That's the third. So it would be molecule.
You went,
you're right.
It would be molecule.
You're right.
You're right.
Second one, all right. And then it rolls down all the way through the 14. And if you run all four, just like that, if you run all 14, they all fit. You'll see.
14,
just send it to
14,
just
10.
So ring 14. 7 then. Ring 7
Bob,
is going to.
Bob, he's killing us. Killing us.
Ring
'cause
7.
Because there's 14
be...
rings in the angel diagram.
Yeah, there ain't here 14 rings.
Yes,
so ring 7
are.
Is ring 7 is going to start with black hole, correct?
Correct. So
okay. Okay, so then ring 8 is going to start with sacrificial TV. Ring 9 is going to be elementals. Ring 10, prokaryotic cells. Ring 11, electromagnetism. Ring 12, base, ring 13, circle, and ring 14, front spin. Yay,
exactly.
We got it.
There you go. And that's every single one of them. And when you...
Blah, blah, blah.
Because it ran all the way through. Because, Bob, it ran all
we
the way
ran
through.
Across, and then we
Bob.
Went down.
Bob, goddamn
it. He said right.
He's so
caught
curious.
Up.
This
Bob
makes
said
us
right.
So furious. He makes us so furious. Bob,
Karen.
Bob, you cannot be on mute and expect me to hear you.
Karen, he set this up and now he's arguing that it worked out.
Yeah,
you set
arguing.
This up. You did this
arguing.
And now you're arguing with it.
Hey, Karen.
What?
Look at what you originally put for ring 9. At the top. Ring 9, the second item. What'd you put?
Ring 9 is elemental.
No, go back up to originally. We did 8 and 9, the first things you typed.
Oh, but Ion said those were amorphic, not to consider them. 8 was homeopathic radio satellite. 4 was homeopathic TV satellite.
Yeah.
And
so why
was 9.
He said those. Now he's dropping what he said?
Yeah,
no.
We're doing it a different way.
No, he's saying no, Gail. He's saying no.
That's the next step. The one is up and down, lateral. Now the next step is crisscross. So you're stepping them up and down. This is a large, Bob, the tiny note's bigger than you. The tiny note is bigger than you. Sorry,
so
I'll break it down for you. So the tiny note's bigger than you, so we've laid it out a different format. If you'll just give it to Bert or Alyssa, they'll straighten it all out, and then they'll present it to you, and you'll go, oh, yeah, that was my idea. That's what I wanted to fix. Oh, yeah, I talked to Bob Carr. He was on a brown tab of acid. It was a bad day or a good day, but I proved it all. And I went to see Prowse to see what he thought about it, and he thought it was a good idea. He was good. And then I went to see Linda, and Avaton was very upset. He was very upset. The whole conversation. But we made it all the way through. And then I had a really good time with Vern. It was a good day. And then I put up with Dave Worcester and his little bullshit. It was a goddamn little dog. I went through all that. So it was a good day. It was a bad day. We got through it. Bob, let me tell you something. You have no idea what you've created. Let me tell you. You have no idea. Calm down. It ain't funny.
I've always done that.
It's just, I know. But now we're having the goddamnest time trying to convince you of the thing you've created.
Did you hear Ion, Bob? Ion, for the first time ever, says, Bob, this is serious.
The last time he said that was when
this
he said,
serious.
First there was Templar, then there was Christendom, and now there's going to be Ion. It was the last time he said, Bob, this is serious.
This is serious. It changes everything that applies to what's going on right here, right now. That if they could only look. No, we better shut up. Okay, we're going to try this. We're going to say. Carolyn, we're going to say one sentence, and we're not going to say any more about this. We're going to say this. Bob, you can play this. Well, we don't know why you would, but you can play this. If you understand what we just laid out with Bob's tiny node chart, you now have all of the details regarding any and all quadrants in the new and present. We would say dichotomy, but that's maybe the wrong word. The exegesis regarding reality that you're fixing to sojourn. Now get those words just like, you can listen to them again and play it again and work it out. If you got questions, you can ask us. Hey, fuck with us. Fuck with us, my nigga. We love to fuck. We spot, man. We love to fuck. We like it. Ask us, goddammit. We dare you. We'll talk to you until you're blue. Ask us. That's fine. But we're laying it out from some standpoint that you now have all the keys that you need for everything regarding the world that you're living, regarding how to ascend. It's all in the tiny note. It's always been in the tiny note chart. We would give a goddamn fuck about J.R. goddamn Bob Dobbs. Who the fuck gives a shit about this motherfucker except the tiny note and the letter of Prince Charles lays out the key to how to ascend. That's why you have to talk to Bob. Nobody likes to talk to Bob. Bob doesn't even. Bob sometimes finds himself talking to himself, and he gets very bored with it. He doesn't even like to talk to himself. He doesn't answer the phone. He doesn't take emails. It's pretty sad. Facebook is pretty much a lost item. It's a lost cause. But he doesn't even like to talk to himself. But he does like engaging with folks that would have a polity to have a conversation. He doesn't care what you say. He just wants to have a conversation. And when you have that, then what happens is he'll talk to you. And there'll be banter, okay? And there'll be pluses or minuses, or I like you, I hate you, I want you, I don't want you. You might be fun. Let's see how we go. Okay, you're doing pretty good, but your pubic hair is not as prolific as mine. I can promise you that. So he has that engagement. He's easy and calm with everybody. You can stab Bob in the heart with an obsidian dagger, and he comes right back and says, well, I wish you hadn't done that, but come on back in. Let's talk about it. I wish you hadn't done that, but come on back in here. Let's talk about it. You know, Chad Nannis had that conversation.
This sounds like what you said about Bob. What do you do? You create a
problem.
You create something and it comes true. What's the word? I made it up. So he
made it up and
the
it came
charge,
true anyway.
And now it comes true. That's
and
what you
comes
do.
True. It's more than that. It's become completely true. And all these years, it's been laying right there in front of everybody, but nobody knew how to put it together. Then we said, oh, okay, all you need to know, you need a Playfair cipher and you can understand Finnegan's Wake. And nobody got that. We even gave you the key, Angel. We even gave you the key, and nobody figured it out. All right, so now we're doing page by page by page by page by page. And I hope the world lasts long enough for you to do page by page. We're going to see how this goes. And tell you what now, maybe today Bob was laughing. He says, we're going to give Ion about 6 more months and see how this goes. Honey, I hope you last. I hope you last 6 more months. That's what. We got enough RNA drops in the refrigerator, Bob, to get you. We got to get to the hole. We got 6 months of RNA drops to keep you together, and you'll be all right. But you can't go crazy now, Bob. You're gonna have to be on the low slide. You're gonna have to go calm on your completeness formula, so we keep you right with God as you're not ascending. I mean, if Bob's not going to ascend, he might as well have good completeness formulas. We agree with that. Restructure for everybody. That's exactly right. All right. So now, do you understand what's going on here, Bob? There's some things that have happened here that have just happened. It's not going to sink in right now, so don't fight us. God damn you, don't fight us. We know things. We told you some stuff. Listen to it again. Send it to somebody else. Let Bert listen to it. We don't give a fuck what you do, but it's very key to what we just laid out. Why in the fuck would we give all this time to your fucked up, tiny note, bullshit chart if it didn't mean something? Because in its present form, you can throw it in a garbage. It ain't worth nothing. But when you lay it out the way we lay it out, it opens the key. Uh-oh. Keyhole. Oh, yeah. Myosin. You know, remember the little bobblehead sitting on the mantle? The mantle of power? the mantle, the little mask, and the bobblehead, the bobblehead, but you can't see it, but you can look through the keyhole.
Hey, Karen, what's myosin?
The china. Myosin is a very precious china.
Okay. All right. So basically, Karen, we're finished.
Mm-hmm.
You had no. Did you have any other questions? Yeah, do you have any other questions, Carolyn?
No. Carolyn, you did great, Don. Carolyn, you did better than Bob could not have done this because he's too engrossed in the condition. He's too close to the Renoir to see what color it is. You were able to take it from a standpoint of saying, I don't know, Ion. Let's talk about it. Here we go. What's going on? What about Bob's tiny note? Now, we kind of took over. We did that on purpose because we've been waiting a very long time to actually embrace this, as you well know. How many times have we not talked about Bob's chart? We don't talk about it. It's like,
basically, I didn't go to bed. I mean, that's how I did it. I just didn't go to bed.
Yeah, but see, what happens is now it's time. Now, when you said this is what we're going to do, this brings it into the angel chart because this is how you make the lotus bloom. This is how to, now Alyssa, bless her heart, when Alyssa gets a hold of this, she's going to go, oh, shit. Then she's going to say, pentatonic scale, Bob's chart, 14 rings, they line up, left, right, over, under, crisscross, step, half step modulation. She's going to say, oh, shit, those are the keys. You go left, right, down the corner, and then you go down, and you go up, over. The 14 rings, each ring makes a completion, just like an Asher diagram. See, we're saying some more words to make it easy for the slow ones. So so Dimitri might figure it out, too. He's the bright one in the chandelier, isn't he? So to give them a chance to be able to connect the dots. And then if they do that, then what they'll be able to do is they'll be able to ask questions. Because, see, they don't know what lofty is. Bob does. But they don't. You see.
Yep.
So when you have that quadrant, did we just rename all the quadrants? Listen. Did we just rename all the quadrants? Maybe. Because if you run them left to right in a diagonal or an Asher, all of a sudden, congruently, now, don't get booed. Don't go crazy now. This ain't, don't go butt fucking crazy now. Calm down. It's not that serious. There is a linear capacity that you go with. If you've got any questions, if you've got balls enough to ask us, we got dick enough to answer, just come on now with it. We ain't scared. We'll tell you what's up. We'll tell you what took, how the milk got in the coconut. No problem. But you got to be very aware. This changes everything if you pick up on it. This changes everything. Bob, you play every word of this. Well, except for that little part we said don't. Well, yeah, don't play that. Yeah. Okay, Bob, you listen to it. You play what you want to play. There might be a few places that you might edit a bit, but you don't have to. We don't care. If you did all of it, we wouldn't say a word. But there's a few places we said don't play, so back those out. But past that, honey, if y'all get this, you'll know exactly what time it is. Isn't it interesting? Yeah. Isn't it interesting that your prime minister resigned today? Oh yeah, but wait, we said that we said that Tuesday, didn't we? Yeah. No surprise there. Nice.
Now what are they gonna do?
Oh well. Now, Duffy Doodle Doo says that Cameron is going back with the House of Fire. That party is not so politically embraceable because, just like Bob was saying, Bob, can we talk about this? We don't mess up the recording. Hey, Bobby.
Bob, are you around? What's up? Bob? You're muted.
Bobby, delightfully, he's muted, but we need to make sure that I can say this so he don't get all fucked up, because we don't want him to have to mute him a whole paragraph.
The angel got him. Oh, no.
Yeah,
you
can say it.
I can say what?
Oh, he can say it. Okay, he can say it. That's all. He's approving that we can say the word. Okay, Bob knows things that he's not talking about. Okay, we've had conversations. Bob's aware of things that other people aren't aware of. And so now, with Bob's permission, we're going to be able to say, oh, yeah, things are not as they are laid out. The new currency...
Yeah.
We even have to be careful here. Okay. Okay. Okay, we're going to be careful. we don't want to say the wrong thing, Karen, because people go crazy. They're already crazy. They shoot people in the face.
I know.
So we're being easy, but we need to tell everybody what the hell's going on. So here's what the hell's going on. There is a new currency. It's been approved. It's going to be adopted. It's all going to be good. Everything's going to be all right. Fine. That's not the point. It's not going to be what you think it is, because the powers that are not. The powers that are in charge are not in charge. Okay?
Yeah.
So therefore, you've got to have another conversation as that goes. So that conversation is going to change. And Bob knows this, but he's not saying it, and we're not saying it, because we want to make sure that we're on point to say, oh, I had no idea. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that it's easy and soft to say, oh, yeah, that's going to be okay. Oh, yeah, that's going to be okay, until it's not.
Wow.
You see?
Until it's not, Bob.
Until it's not.
Do I care, Carolyn? Did I ever care?
Ion's not laughing, Bob.
No, we're laughing. We vomited in our mouth a little bit, but then we swallowed it. It was okay. it happens just a little bit.
Okay.
Now and
yeah,
again.
Bobby.
But it's okay.
I think he's ready.
Life is a participation sport. You can't get around it.
Yeah.
You have to find a way through the... Okay, now here we go. This is key. You have to find a way through the tiny note chart to make the lotus flower bloom within the angel diagram. If you figure that out, we're having a different conversation, and it will be fine. We won't be hog. Hurry up! Let's go.
How are the new digital currency coming in? Who's bringing that in? Me?
Putin, and Xi Jinping.
They're aliens, right?
Yes, they are. They're helping you. Helping.
Yeah. He said no comment to Greg about Xi Jinping, but you're now telling me that he is an alien.
Fuck Greg. Fuck that.
Yeah.
He's
so
helping you.
The aliens
helping
are bringing
you.
They're helping us? Putin and Xi aliens are helping us?
Say your words. No, say your words and we'll answer. You're not going to do this.
Yeah.
You're not going to do
this. The Pentagon aliens are not as enemies of us as has been projected so far. They're helping us.
Agreed. Agreed. Go ahead. Don't leave the witness now.
Yeah.
Don't leave
so
the witness. No.
We have a new digital currency.
No,
let me ask my question. You asked me for mine. When does the drop
come
in?
We know where you're
in?
Going.
Yeah. The drops come out of the digital currency, correct?
Later.
Yeah, later. That's right.
See,
okay.
You're leading us into some extravagant position that's supposed to be an abrogate or some abrogation of what reality holds. That doesn't work. Everybody's still trying to hold up to a gold dichotomy. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Is Trump trying to hold on to a gold dichotomy?
no comment. He's got more of a Texas tea position.
Mm. Our Texas tea?
Mm.
Or does it just mean Texas oil?
Don't. Mm. We don't want. We're scared. We're really scared. Bruce would be very cross if we said. So we'll just leave it like that. That's all good.
Yeah. But I won't broadcast it. Bruce won't know. But is
no,
Trump
no.
Up on
you can. That? You can. You can. You can play that. That's all right, Bruce. I'm fucking.
No.
But you hold him. You hold him. You hold him.
It's a nothing bit of information.
Don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. You rule. Lockdown by rule. Play it. Don't worry about all that shit.
There's nothing in
there. Carrie Lake. You know better than Carrie Lake. Why are you going to read quote shit? Don't quote that. You know better than Carrie Lake. Calm down.
Yeah.
Agree.
Is Carrie Lake going to win?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, good.
Oh, yes.
Good. Because she's up against Dobbs. They
put Well, that, you know that's going to end it. You've got to know that's going to end it.
Yeah.
That's going to end it.
She's up against
Dobbs. Now, listen. Finish up. Now, listen, baby. You got some words. Now, you say there's nothing you can play. That's not true. You got to excerpt this correctly. You got to excerpt this correctly.
Yeah, I understand that. So on to some other topics.
There's a lot of important stuff that's been embedded in what you've been talking about here. You know this because we've said some things and we come back and jerked it right, justified some of the positions. Get that part and you can play that. Bert will have a goddamn blow up. Bert's going to be on this like a bad habit. No, really, it's okay. You'll see.
Okay. The hot fusion people say they're going to, you know, have free electricity or endless electricity next year. They're a little too late.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. We'll see. We'll see. We'll let you know. We'll let you know how that works out, Bubby.
All right. The next thing. Somebody was complaining on Fox News, and they're saying that all these New York City immigrants are being shipped there. Hundreds of thousands of
all these. There's been about 4,000 total. 4,000 out of 2 million been sent to Kentland, sent to Nigger Town in New York City.
Anyways, Ion. Anyway, they are being sent there and they're treated well. They're educated. The kids are given toys. They're treated way better than the American citizen. That's because those immigrants are Pentagon allied aliens. That's why they're being treated well.
No comment.
You
hear
that,
Carol? Don't say that. No comment. Just calm down.
You get that.
No.
Yeah. How can I not hear you?
Well, appreciate it.
You hollering pedophile. You hollering pedophile, you.
Okay, Carolyn, what you realize, Carolyn, is you don't need to listen to Fox 5, and there's stupid opinions about it and complain about it.
No,
they don't recognize
the alien
level that's going on.
No. You just got to watch Transcendence, Bob. That's all you got to do. That's going to be all about Saturday night, Transcendence. Watch that. That'll be good.
Yeah. So Carolyn,
Transcendence. Yep, Carolyn got it. Don't worry about it, Bob.
We know you won't do it.
Yeah,
come on.
It's all good.
Yeah. New York City immigrants are treated well, excessively, because they are aliens or connected to the Pentagon aliens. Correct? It's a two-tier society.
Not necessarily. They're just trying to get somebody to push the wheelbarrow. Don't worry. These are individual humans who may or may not, through miscegenation, got the word that Ion said, if you're going to make it, you got to get above the 33rd parallel at all costs. And so they've been running like a house of fucking fire. That's it. We got Chad, who's not doing it, who could walk across the Rio Grande and be a citizen today. He's not here, so, you know, it is what it is. And then we got George, who may or may not make the reformation. We're going to have to see how it goes. But, yeah, it's all
good.
Who's George? Hurtado.
Oh, yeah.
Hurtado.
Okay. All right.
This we birthed question. Him. We birthed him, remember?
Yeah. What precipitated the division of the Earth's landmass, that would be the Yarmulke continent, from one piece into the continents? Jane Wenzel is putting this in the book, some kind of answer. What is the reason the Yarmulke continent broke up?
Because it had to reconstruct the deconstructed paradigm. Paradigm.
The deconstructed paradigm is the fact that we lived in Andromeda Galaxy.
Agreed.
That got deconstructed, and then we're going to go back to the Andromeda Galaxy under a reconstruction, which is what we've been going through, and that'll be a different
Agreed.
Way to exist on the Andromeda Galaxy.
Agreed. Agreed. But calm down. You're reading things into reading things. So just calm down. Don't get too carried away. But yeah, the answer, the simple answer is sure, but there's a little more to it. So be careful.
Right. And did I initiate the division of the Earth's land, the Yarmulke continent?
Did you? Would you like to?
Did Ophanel Hobab do it?
No, just calm down. There's no reality that doesn't include you. The question is, would you like to? Yes or no?
Take credit for it. Take credit
just
for
answer,
it?
Just answer the question. Don't waste time. We got to get some sound bites. What is your final edict? What is your exact final edict that we're going to play on this recording? What's your exact
yes.
final edict
I
on how we're
going to
proceed?
I was happy to cause it. I was happy
nice.
To cause it.
So you're gonna endorse it completely, no question, right?
Yeah. The
It'll
reconstruction.
Be thoroughly endorsed.
I'm endorsing
uh-huh.
the reconstruction.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So you like Stacey Abrams, you're going to embrace the really, really, really late-term abortions of children up to their 18th birthday. Up to the
yeah.
18th birthday, we can abort them. I like it. It's good. It solves a lot of problems. All these vagabonds running around here not doing nothing. And if mama brought you in here, they can take you out up to your 18th birthday. We support it. It's a good day. So does J.R. Bob Dobbs. Never it. Yep, that's the one. Just so everybody knows
okay.
how Bob feels
next,
about it.
Next question. I think Ion used the phrase the black hat aliens.
Don't say that
the aliens,
ever again.
Yeah.
Don't say
that's
that
a
anymore.
Stupid,
don't say that.
Stupid term. Yeah. I
no,
think
no,
that's,
it's a perfect.
Other guy.
No, no, it's a perfect term. Don't you ever say it again. We can say it, but you don't say it because you don't know what it means. Just calm down. Just because we
yeah,
say
okay.
something don't mean you can. So ask your question
yeah.
without that bullshit. We'll help you.
Were the aliens that were working with the Nazis in the 30s, were they negative in any way? Not good for humanity?
You don't know what that means. You don't know what that means. They thought they were doing a positive thing.
Okay, that's all I know. They thought they were doing a positive thing.
I would say we're positive. They were fucked. We're positive. You don't
yeah, that they were fucked.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you take the old atomic bombs, hydrogen bombs of the late 40s, early 50s, if they were exploded.
Say A-bomb. They're not hydrogen bombs. They were A-bombs. Come on, Bob.
Yeah, then there
Don't
were hydrogen bombs. Then there were H-bombs. Then there
well,
were H-bombs.
Now, be careful. Be careful.
Yeah. So anyways, these bombs, old-fashioned big bombs, if they went off, or like at Bimini Island, they blew up. No, not Bimini. Bikini, I think,
no.
over the Pacific Ocean.
Bikini.
They blew.
What the fuck is what the fuck is bikini?
Anyway, Dave Wurster was there.
I went to Bikini
yeah.
Bottoms
yeah.
one time. It was great. It was bikini.
Yeah,
Come
bikini.
On,
bikini
Don't.
Island out there. Dave Wurster was there, and he got hurt. And listen to this.
Bikini.
Did those bombs? Yeah. Did those bombs disrupt the space-time continuum?
No.
Because part of the UFO lore is that the aliens who showed up in Washington in 53 and in other encounters with Eisenhower, their main message was, do not blow off the nuclear bombs because they will disrupt the space-time continuum, I guess, and affect the aliens' world. You're saying that's not true. They never gave that warning, correct?
Never. No. You're talking about the after effect of the nuclear testing. So
yeah.
If it's an after effect, then yeah, but they only got like $75,000 or something. It was like stupid. On Bikini Bottom.
Right. So you're saying they didn't did the aliens in their encounters with humans tell humans not to blow off these big bombs? Did they do that?
Well, one side, yes, and on the other side, no. It was like pimp it. You got the upper cusp. So run it. Handle it. Do your business. Do they love you and they hate you? You already know. I mean, come on, Bob. You're asking us.
So they were ambivalent about us doing it.
No, they were strident that you would take it to the next level so that their work would be validated.
Oh, they liked us blowing up these big bombs.
Do all the way up to the Marshall Islands, baby.
Okay. Next thing.
You got that.
The Native Americans.
Carolyn, that was his free part. That's his free part. He didn't know that, so we went with it. And he's like, oh. So that was the free part.
Okay.
Be sure and goddamn play that now. And then.
And they're happy to help us today. They're happy to help us today with our technology.
Oh, how sweet. That's so sweet. That's good. That's kind of like Miss Tress. She didn't do so good. She made it 66 days, though, Bubby.
Okay, next point. A lot of people think
it's
that
trust. Maybe trust, but yeah. We like trust.
A lot of people celebrate Native Americans' knowledge of UFOs, and they've been interacting with UFOs for a long time.
They just see things. They just see things that other people don't see. It's nothing special. Come on, Bob.
Right, because my question is, we, through ION, are clarifying whatever Native American knowledge advantage they had over white people. We are going far beyond than what they know, and therefore Brendan's colleagues at the Lakota tribe need to listen to us to catch up on what is happening. Would you agree that they don't know everything?
They don't know everything. But see, all the white girls want to get pregnant with a big old black buck because they got the large expenditures. So they want to get pregnant with the big old black men. So you really can't even go by that. There's no pure breeds anymore. That's the problem. Now, but see, now the hierarchy, the HRH, has been having problems with this for years and years. So, you know, it's no pure bloods anymore.
Mm. Right. So, but the lore, those that think they're Lakota, they hang out there in their reservations, and they aren't interested in any kind of
They say things, but they have no impetus regarding the white man. They don't know what miscegenated is. Or if they're miscegenated, but they don't know that. That's the problem. We're not fussing, but they don't know where their grandma came from. So now they're being purebloods, but they don't know where their grandma came from. Oh, wait. Where'd my grandma come from? Oh, I'm a pureblood. Oh, yeah. Here's the rub. It's a problem.
You tell us where their grandmothers come from. We know, and they don't, correct?
Agreed. And we're trying to be soft, not making it a point of order. We're just saying this thing that they're arguing for, just like the Jews wanting to be pure, this, that, from this particular tribe or that particular tribe, but they become some whore of Babylon's abortioned, conditioned, repose. It makes it a little more challenging to
validate their condition, you see?
Right. Okay. Next up.
That's not being mean. That's not being mean. That's just clearing it up because you're making an edict about it. We go, well, that's good luck. Good luck if you can get somebody to, if you can get a rich man to vote like that, you got a good thing going on because it doesn't hold that way true very long, to be fair. All right, Bobby, it's 8:30. What you going to do?
Yeah. The psychics, did psychics help Napoleon or whoever was around him around Napoleon's time? They found the Rosetta Stone in Egypt. Did psychics help the person who found the Rosetta Stone? Like I am.
When you say, there you go. You're always going to that bullshit. Who are psychics? That was what, that was going to be our question. And then you go, like Ion does. Now, that's a whole other conversation. What are psychics? And then we'll answer the question. You answer, you tell
people
us what psychics are. No.
People who are back in Paris say, when you go to Egypt, turn left at First Street in Cairo, and you'll find the Rosetta Stone.
No. No.
That did not happen.
Now go to the next level. Of the Ion position, or those that would embrace non-physical, then the answer is yes, they become seers. And they don't have an opinion, they have an address.
Right, so the guy who found the Rosetta Stone had some, quote, psychic ability, some intuition.
From a seer.
That helped him.
From a seer, not a
psychic.
Zeitgeist.
Not a psychic. Zeitgeist. You're saying a seer is another human being.
Yes, agreed. Yeah, that's right. You know
but
that.
But not a psychic. You're calling him a seer.
No. Psychics are something that pulls from the inside out. A seer pulls from the inside in.
They don't pull from the outside in. They pull from the inside in.
Correct.
Okay.
Agreed.
So
that was what was wrong with that's what was wrong with Edgar Casey. He was some laid out like, oh my God, Jane. You remember Jane?
Seth,
laid in her little gown, prostrate on her bed, Michael Blake Reed, swoon into the epiphany bullshit. They couldn't. It's just ridiculous. It's sad. The blessing is, Bob, you control what you control that can let you know what the fuck's really going on without a 44-minute swooned goddamn position. That's the blessing. And you appreciate this. Now, you don't take this for granted. We know this. Because if you did, we'd smoke your damn ass. You don't. You take it. You appreciate every bit of everything you have interaction with Ion. You really do. We appreciate that, too, that you appreciate it. That's good. And we engage, we banter, we laugh, we have fun. That's all fun, but you never take it for granted. The first time you do, this is going to be over. This meal is terminated. It's going to be through. Because you don't. Because you always embrace it from a standpoint. It's like, well, I know what I know. Now let's see what I don't know. You always come at it from an open-ended aptitude of your chart, the tiny note chart. You're waiting for organic bodies, the spinning clothing crystals that have danced the hexadvertisement. Right?
Excellent.
That's key because it's what you're doing. It's no. That's not the example. That is the definition. See the difference? That's not the example. That's the definition. And that's what most people miss. Okay, we'll shut up. Ask some more questions.
That'd be great.
Let's go.
Yeah. This character, Carolyn found that funny, Al Bielek, he goes around saying a bunch of bullshit about the Philadelphia experiment and that. Is there any fact in his experience? Did he get zapped at the Philadelphia experiment in 43?
Yes. Did he get zapped? Yeah, he got zapped. He got zapped, all right, but it was. I think it was at a truck stop. I think it was a truck stop that he got zapped inside.
Somebody told me, yeah, get in the truck.
Yeah, cowboy foreplay, Bob. Get in the truck.
Okay, here's the next story. An Israeli professor, Haim Eshed, H-A-I-M, Haim, his last name Eshed, E-S-H-E-D. In December 2020, in the Jerusalem Times, he says,
yep,
aliens live among us, and Trump,
yep,
knows this.
Yep.
And there's a
Yes, and so do you. And so do you. And so do you, Bob. You know this, too. You know this.
I know. How did Haim Eshed know this, the professor?
Bibi Netanyahu.
Bibi knew.
Bibi knows now. That's why he stepped out of the picture. He's kind of like going, okay, y'all got this. Y'all want to run it? Shit, run this bitch. Y'all got this? Bibi said, okay, y'all got this? All right, go ahead. Y'all got it? Everything clear? All right, that's good. Did they run him over the sun, moon, and stars trying to make it a big deal? And he's kind of like going, fuck y'all, I don't need this.
Okay.
I know Lyndon LaRouche, and I know the Thompson Quadrant. I don't need to be bothered by this. Put me out. I'll be right back. It's no problem. See, this is McCarthyism, Bob. Don't you understand?
I was going in on McCarthy. Yes. McCarthy.
Yeah, McCarthyism. Of course.
The aliens. Now, I have McCarthyism on the tiny note chart. Now it has an expanded meaning. It means you know about the aliens, so you get arrogant. You start telling everybody they're a communist. That's what happens.
God is dead. God is dead. And Ezra Pound. Then you have cultural studies that says, oh, well, of course that's validated. Of course that's the case. There you go. That's easy.
Okay. So he also, Mr. Eshed, said there was a Galactic Federation of Mars. That sounds like bullshit. Do you agree with that, that there is a Galactic Federation on Mars?
We don't care. We don't care. You do what you want to do. You don't even want Mars. See, they're saying words, but they don't even know what Mars is. They don't know what Mars is. What's Mars? They don't know. We could be, you're from Mars, Bob. They don't, what does that mean? See, it doesn't make any difference. See, now you're talking about casual bodies. That's a casual body. That's a Meeson position. Casual bodies.
Casual bodies on Mars or casual bodies?
Meeson. M-E-S-O-N. Yes.
Well, you mean the meson, subatomic particle?
We call it meson, yeah.
Meson, M-E-S-O-N.
Electric media. It's in your chart.
Yeah, I know. You don't need to go through it.
Oh, no. It's in your part. It's in your chart,
yeah.
Bob.
Meson. Are you saying meson is what Mars is made up of? Mesons?
Correct. Electric media. Yeah.
Very good.
Causal.
Okay.
What you call causal body. That's causal body. That's Bob Dylan. Same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Here are some more questions. Was Hillary Clinton, who ran for president in 2016, and in 2016 engaged in debates with Donald Trump, was Hillary Clinton removed by then, so that was a double competing against Trump or a clone?
No, just after that. Not close, not too far behind it. Do you remember the van where she fell out?
Yeah,
she
out?
That's when she was
removed.
Can we say eviscerated? Okay. Yeah, we
right. And she collapsed at the van because she knew she was going to be murdered. She fainted, basically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not. She's withered because she's kind of like going, oh, God, this is over. The jig is up, y'all. Jig is up.
Yeah, now, what had the security, the Secret Service that were hustling into the van,
That wasn't security. That was marshals. That wasn't security.
They were marshals, right. Yeah, marshals. Whatever they were. Did they say
that
they were at
that's a difference. Like security. That's like security. It's like, okay, we're here to protect you. Marshall says, excuse me, ma'am, come with me. It was excuse me, ma'am, come with me.
Did she know 5 minutes before they said that to her, or when they said it to her, she realized they were marshals and the jig was up?
It was a step, come this way, because it didn't work that way totally. Then all of a sudden, it's kind of like, oh, shit, this is not going to go good. And then she fell out, because that was the only way to go, fall out. I'm going to fall out.
Yeah, faint, become unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be unpleasant, so become unconscious. So did
it was fake. It was fake. That was fake.
Why? Well, then why were you talking about it then?
Because she passed out after that point because she knew it was over. There was nothing left. She was
so dead. What was fake? What was fake?
No. The don't say fake. Say feigned. She feigned into a position to say, oh, my God, this is going to be bad. And then it got really bad. Then it was bad. Then it's bad now.
Why did she feign and collapse?
Because she realized that when they throwed her in that van, she was never coming out. It was over. Wow. It was done.
So she didn't experience the defeat the night that Trump beat her. She didn't experience that.
No, that's right. That's understood. That's why they spend all their time talking about the glass ceiling and it's not over and we won and we did this and fuck me hard and watermelon hay, you know, the normal thing. That's why Obama's trying to run for Fetterman right now because Uncle Joe Biden's not doing much for him. He don't get their dick card no more, Bob. I don't know what's wrong. I don't understand it.
They're running Fetterman to become the new president? Is that what you just said?
No, they're running Fetterman against Oz.
Obama.
I know.
Obama is speaking for him.
Yeah. And so
Karen's progressive, not like you. She's progressive. She knows things.
So Obama is using Fetterman to get back into politics or into Congress or wherever they're not going to live?
No, they're desperately trying to hold the House and or the Senate. And they realize in about 2.3 seconds they're going to hold neither. So it's done.
Very good. Okay, so Hillary was gone. Oh, yeah. The night that Trump won, Hillary wouldn't come out. They told us Hillary wouldn't come out and give a concession speech. That's because they had to say, holy shit, we've got to get the right doubles. We're now, we don't have a Hillary, and we're not in power, so we've got to learn stuff. And so that's why they couldn't speak till next morning. They had to get their double shit, clone shit together. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Next point.
Agreed. Hurry up, Bob. You're too late. You're long.
Yeah, everybody's... No, I'm not. Everybody, he can eat and drink all he wants.
Put him on a goddamn airplane. That's where the best food is. It's in the airplane. That's the best.
Yeah.
I'm his doctor. I prescribe that he not talk about the
AMA. Against medical advice. That's it. AMA. Against medical advice.
Okay.
Hurry up, Bobby. Get your goodie out. Let me get you off, Bob. Let's go. Get you off.
Yeah. Get me off. So here's what's interesting. There's a man named Seth Richards who in 2016 or so was shot.
Yeah.
Because somebody.
What the fuck is all that about?
Somebody found out that he was taking DNC, Democratic Hillary documents, and sending them to Assange, Julius Assange, whatever his name is. So he got shot.
Assange.
So he got shot and killed. I say that's when the whole cover-up that leads to Russia Gate and impeachment Gate started with that. That was what had to be covered up. They had to not let that out, what was going on there, how violent the DNC was in relation to the election, correct?
That's proprioceptive tactile. That's where that began.
Correct.
Right there.
Yeah. That's the root quadrant, I think, Carol.
No. The LaRouche is visual. The proprioceptive.
Well, you have
visual.
To say which is figure
that's
and
after.
Which is round. No.
Well, no, these ground.
Figure and ground.
The ground would be Playboy magazine. So, yeah, that's, no, the ground would be Playboy magazine. The visual would be Will Chamberlain.
Okay. Yeah, but the ratio in the far right
don't
column
fuck it up.
Of the sensory ratios. And
yeah,
I think in the LaRouche quadrant,
was,
the ground is proprioceptive tactile.
That's
I'm
what I
sure.
said. It was tactile.
No,
said
no it's acoustic and proprioceptive. It's not tactile. That's only in the McLuhan quadrant and in the Coker
no,
quadrant. So
no.
It's
proprioceptive tactile is ground, and it has to do, no. Gordie Howe, no, don't fuck with us. We know this. No,
okay,
no,
good.
No.
Nice. Excellent.
Gordie Howe.
Okay, so we got the Seth Richmond.
Steve Callen, we knitted it back. See, knit one, pearl two. We brought Bob back to the social perceptive tactile visceral condition that he's now applying into the social perceptive condition that he's trying to write justify his hex advertisement regarding his pro-nuclear, however aberrated, conditioned response. Good.
Yeah, thank you. So Trump's uncle, John Trump, was
when
the
Clinton
hears
that,
Bush.
If
Trump's uncle, John, the understudy of Vannevar Bush, who ran everything in the World War II, the top scientist.
But
did Vannevar Bush
run out of everything? You just run over everything. You burnt everything. Just hold on. God almighty. Did the tit and the chat and the over and the under. We've done everything. Hold on. Don't say no words. It is on speaker already. This can't be right. Bobby.
Yes.
It run out on both sides. It's bad when you do it like that.
Well, you're clear. Okay. Right now you're clear, so it's okay.
I know,
can
but the
me?
Other one ran out. Just two sets ran out. So go ahead. Hurry up. We got to go.
Yeah. So Trump's uncle, John, was an understudy of Vannevar Bush, who seemed to be in charge of a lot of things during World War II. He predicted the Internet in an essay he wrote in 1945. He was the top scientist. So I don't know if John Trump was his understudy and ready to smart enough to take over. Would you say whether the uncle was smart enough to take over from Vannevar Bush?
No.
Okay.
When you say smart enough, you don't know what that means, so no.
Right. Yes. But he did Vannevar Bush by 1945 know about the aliens coming over from Project Paperclip?
Oh, yeah. But you don't have to be smart to know that, Bob. You don't see.
Yeah.
You're confusing intelligence with proclivity.
So being good. Informed. Confusing
right.
being informed
right.
with intelligence.
All right. Well, but that's just because I know when the train's coming doesn't mean I'm smart. Just because I know when the
That's
train
right.
is coming does not mean I'm smart.
I got that.
See the difference?
So Trump's uncle,
yeah,
did he know about the UFOs? Did Vannevar Bush tell him? About the
Hilda.
Aliens coming over in Project...
Hilda did.
Who's that, his wife?
You look it up. Look it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Trump's uncle knew a lot. Did he inform Donald Trump? A lot of stuff. Therefore, making Trump a victim of McCarthyism and feeling superior to everybody because of what he knew.
Cohen and the Cohen brothers, dude.
They
say you don't say you don't say yeah. That's the case. So, it's all right.
Did they tell Donald Trump? Did he know quite early? No.
Mm-mm.
But now, Trump knows a lot now.
Well, now he's going back and he's listening. Now he's got something to hear. Before, he was all full of piss and then young, dumb, and full of cum. He didn't know nothing about nothing. Now he's like, I know shit. Look different.
Did George Adamski actually interact with aliens? No, he didn't. What about Thomas Townsend Brown?
He heard quick. Yes, he did. And the latter are the one for the previous test.
Adamski.
Yeah. Had whispers. You know what whispers are?
Yes. Of course, whispers.
Then,
intuition.
Kinda. Fleeting whispers like, oh my God, the door was open. Did you open the door, Mildred? No, Mildred, I didn't open the door. Margie, did you open the door? No, I didn't open the door, but the door is open. I don't know. It's these trains. The door's open, and then you close the door. You shut it up, and next thing you know, the door is open. It's like, Margie, did you open the door? No, I didn't open the door. Those inclinations of something outside, an outward expression of an inward grace. An outward expression of an inward grace.
Anomalies.
Okay.
Good. Now, Thomas Townsend Brown, he made some interesting inventions, alternative type inventions. Did he get them from his conversations with the aliens?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Was that then captured by the Pentagon and made secret?
Nope. Came from a different site. They wouldn't trust it. They wouldn't trust the anomaly. They wanted something sighted, seen.
Right.
Don't tell me how big your dick is. I want to see how big your dick is. Show me.
Right. And
they would only want the hard and tried true position. They didn't want the TNT. They wanted to know what the TNT would blow up.
But later, the Pentagon did interact with the aliens who were reverse engineering or giving Lockheed and those companies technologies.
Lockheed Martin, of course. But you know that, Bob.
Right.
Don't talk about that. Don't do that.
Next.
You're going to get to Dobbins Air Force Base, and then we can't talk anymore. There you go again. That bullshit.
Okay. Recent politicians, listen to this. A guy named recent politicians are in the news, like a guy named Gallagher. He says he believes that these UFOs are time travels. There's a woman named Gillibrand, and she's into something called U-Minx. He talks about UFOs. And then another guy, Galeko, he talks about ancient gods. And
then Gibbity-gibbity-gibbity-go. That's good.
Yeah. So these politicians, and then the most recent is a guy named Gary Noland. He's the new science guy and claims he's these are legitimate scientists, supposedly, coming out of Harvard and MIT, and they're claiming they're contactees. Now, these people, politicians and scientists, are they trying to jump ahead of the fact that people all over the world are seeing UFOs every day?
No, they're trying to validate and say that they were the one that set the zeitgeist. They're trying to be the contourer of the reality. They're trying to say, oh, we saw this before this was sighted. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Don't worry about all that. It's silly. Okay, next.
Yeah, and they're not planning to have a fake invasion to make everybody give them more money.
Oh, they may have 10,000 of them. They may say, yeah, yay may start a new religion regarding it. It's like, oh, well, I've got it. I'm serving it. I have had a fellatio-based relationship with J.R. Bob Dobbs, and it was delicious, except for the really punchy. He had a real punchy bush. I didn't like that part, but every part of it. Praise Bob, from whom all blessings flow. Yeah, I had some Bob. You ain't lived. That coochie's good, but until you have some Bob, you ain't had no Bob. You had some Bob coochie. That's the best coochie you could ever. Come on now. This is what happens is you come in these conditioned responses. Goddamn, Bob, it's in your fucking chart. Come on now.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, I know. So these people, these posers, they know about me and us.
Of course.
And they're trying to claim that they got there before Bob.
No, they're just trying to borrow. They're trying to borrow Patsy Cline in the Hedron quadrant. They're borrowing Patsy Cline. Well, of course we are. This is organic man in the beatniks. Well, of course.
What did
Ezra Pound say about that? It's all about cultural studies. They don't have any cultural studies, so they just got to go into Macbeth of all the world as a stage. Right? And if you can't do that, then you can be. Then you become a politician. Then you make a world government. That's what the whole wide world's whirling about right now. But except for they don't know about electromagnetism, Bob. That's in the IE quadrant. That's what you got to work out.
Okay, thank you.
The front spin will fuck them up. The front spin will fuck them up.
The front spin,
Bob.
That's right. Okay, Ian, stop. That way he's done. So you come to Mar-a-Lago and the raid on Trump. And Trump knew it was coming and he was not even there. Now, Ion, and this is maybe not, broadcast, this sentence, but Ion or JW told me that the files that they were looking for were the dismantling of the Federal Reserve, Washington, D.C., one-third of the tripod.
Agreed. They were Bedminster. Those documents were at Bedminster, New Jersey.
Right, and so people are trying to figure out what the documents are, why the Justice Department says, oh, we didn't get what we want, we got to raid it again. Do they know what they were looking for? Were they looking for the dismantling of the Washington, D.C. thing?
Sure, because with those documents, everything's validated. There's a new TikTok, you'll see it in about 30 seconds. The new TikTok where they look at the FBI. And the FBI is the biggest raging machine that's ever, ever, ever. They got a picture of the front. They got a picture of the back. They got a picture of the side. Ain't a goddamn motherfucker in the all of the FBI. That thing is like done. It's over. Ain't nobody in the FBI.
There's nobody in there.
Nobody there. And they show pictures of it. The front and the back and the side of all of it. It's like, well, I don't know what the fuck's going on here, but they got some big thing going on with the FBI. There ain't nobody here. They all at the beach. They all in Scranton. They in Scranton. All the FBI's moved to Scranton. That's where.
okay.
Scranton to work on their deal.
Yeah.
So that ship has sailed. All those things have quantitatively moved to a position where it doesn't and or no longer applies. That's right.
If James Comey and these FBI guys that ran the coup against
Comey is long gone. Comey's been gone for some time.
I know.
When are you talking about Comey?
So can we publish that he's dead? Do we broadcast that?
Fuck yeah, he's long gone. Fuck yeah, that's
the whole gang
Comey,
of them. Are.
Comey,
the whole gang of them. Are.
Well, they're arguing for themselves, and they're trying to see what's left. That's why everybody's jumping ship. That's why, what's going on in France? Why isn't anybody talking about that? That's what happened in Belgium. Why isn't they talking about that? Uh-oh, what about the queen in Sweden? She's like jumped ship. She throwed herself. She slit her fucking throat. How does that work? It doesn't make any sense. All these people are like, oh, my gosh, I don't want her. You can have her. She's too fat for me. I'm through. I'm done with this. And then they jump ship. The whole wide world is following that way, and we laugh, and we kind of, because we told you mistrust was gone Tuesday, and then all of a sudden she's gone.
I know. Yeah, that's right.
Well,
so listen to this. So one of the guests said,
she's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Rusty the cat down there on the walkway towards Bolo Beach near Grand Valea, you said he was an alien, and they have a little monument to him. I was thinking of talking to Rusty the Cat. Does the alien that was occupying Rusty the Cat, is he there to be, say a word or two to the people I could pass on to them?
Yeah.
To his
fans? That's in the Tetrad, Bob. It's under Mythic Government. That's how that applies.
Yeah.
Not quite Croak. Yeah. It's not Dicork now. Not Croaker. It's a little better than that. You got to go to Laser Beam to Computer to connect that. Now, if you do, this becomes the Battle of the Harvest Moon. If you do that, then yes, you can communicate to the pussy about the realm of reality. Realm of reality.
You say we can't do it now until we do that, until we make the
correct. Well, Well, no. Well, try it. You made this goddamn bullshit up, but I don't know. You kind of wait on the printed book to prove William Irwin Thompson. That's kind of silly. And then the hysteria of gravity's rainbow. I don't, it's kind of silly after a little bit, but, you know, you can try it. Couldn't hurt. It'll come out better than Watergate, we're sure.
What does Rusty say to the people who made a monument? They have a Facebook page to Rusty the Cat. What does the alien that occupied the cat say?
The seismology of the environmental allergies. The seismology of the environmental allergies. Yep, no question.
Not semiology, which is the word in the chart. You're saying seismology.
No. Seismology, not semiology, seismology.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because
That's a proprioceptive visual. That's not ground. That's the proprioceptive visual. Come on, Bob. You know
okay.
this.
I got it. Does the alien occupy another cat? Ben. Ben is replacing Rusty the cat.
Well, Ben is more friendly than Minnie.
Okay.
Ben.
If we look at cultures, you know, with the Kwasnites and Ofanel Hobab, they set up Israel after they get kicked out of the Garden of Eden, which they planned, and they have access to technologies. That's why my first learning of doing the Revelation sessions was that there were genetic knowledge in the Bible. That's understandable if you understand that people had that knowledge way back there because they came from an advanced place from the beginning.
Mm.
Correct?
No, Bob. No, you're talking about the solar plexus chakra, Bob. This is not new. The fuck?
Okay. Here's the next question.
No. You say, okay, no, you make this pronouncement. Then we answer, you say, okay. Oh, hell no. Speak to that, goddammit. It's in your fucking chart. What about the solar plexus chakra, honey?
None of your business. I haven't got time to go into that. Next time.
We begin with the chart and we end with the chart.
No, we don't, Carolyn. We don't end with the chart. I'm muting you, Carolyn. I'm muting you.
Mute us.
Okay,
God damn it. Mute us. That's what you should do. Mute us. It's better.
So, Ion, I walk around every night and there's no people ever to be seen except for the guy down the street in his driveway. That's because I'm in the fifth gate where there are no humans or no people in general.
That's correct.
That's why it's so quiet. And listening. I have never seen, and no human has ever walked out and walked around at that period, except for one guy who's there for another reason. And he just was in his garage.
That's the dichark. That's the critical theory. You know that.
Excellent. I know. I knew that.
Theory.
Now, Carolyn, I knew that. Okay. Yeah. The next thing, quatrain. Okay, so that's why it's so quiet and no people, Carolyn, because that's where we see we're in the fifth gate where most humans are.
Right.
Okay, great. Now, Carolyn, we're going to look at quatrain, Nostradamus quatrain, 5th century, verse 6, or section 6, or quatrain 6, 5-6, we're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, under the shadowy pretense of removing servitude, he will himself usurp the people and city. He will do worse because of the deceit of the young prostitute, delivered in the field reading the false poem. That's about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's in the Orpheus, the Tetradic.
Right. And would... it implies Harry has a chance of becoming king. He will usurp the people and city.
No. That's the visual, acoustic, osmotic. May or may not work out. We don't know. See, figure ground has to apply because the proprioceptive osmic doesn't apply necessarily to the tactile. It may, but we got to see. But see, it's how close or far that lands to the Dobbs quadrant. For example, we have said clearly that there is no reality in which Charles the Third becomes king of fucking England. And now it's all it. Now we don't know if he's going to be king or not. Well, they set the coronation. Well, we don't know. Well, we have to see. Well, I'm not sure. Tic-tac. See, there's a lot of conversation. They don't know if it's going to work out. And now they're starting to even have the conversation that Diana was the true heir, Elizabeth wasn't, and that Harry would be the one who would be the present king.
No, it would be William. He's older. William is older.
No,
William is that product of King Charles.
Right.
From the horse rider.
Right. Right. The potentially more royal, and or the Queen Elizabeth's illegitimate child in New Zealand. That's another conversation. And or
yeah.
Charles's illegitimate child, which they would say would be royal, but they're not. From Edward V, which is in your goddamn chart, which fucks up everything.
Is Edward V Stuart?
He is, Bobby.
Okay.
You know.
So,
why are you asking that? Why are you asking that?
No, Carol, be quiet.
Ridiculous.
We're going on. For,
no.
You want to
ask? Can't
this
ask
is
that.
Something
you
important.
That.
Usurp mm-hmm. definition is to take power or control of something by force or without the right to do so. And that's what Megan... Mm-hmm. Decided to do is take control without the right by the right of Me Too and woke.
Potentially. Yeah. Now that's great. Now wait. That's great if it works. But if it doesn't
mm-hmm.
work, then you're screwed. Because then they're gonna cast you like Anne Boleyn. You're gonna end up like Anne Boleyn otherwise.
Yeah.
Then you become, Carolyn, if that's the case, you become the anthropomorphic physical.
You got the word thrown at you, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm. No, that's Ben. Ben is the dead magazine. That's how you'll know when you arrive there. Or not.
Ben is dead. Ben is part of that. That's a good one, Aya.
Mm-hmm.
Ben's the
mm-hmm.
cat. Okay, so at the end, the quatrain with this sentence count. Delivered in the field reading the false poem. The false poem is Bob's memo to Prince Charles, correct?
Oh, no question. That's always been the case. We've been talking about that. We've been talking about that longer than you've been fucking alive, Openale. What the fuck? Come on now. That nobody's, Here's the thing. Everybody talks about that bunch of bullshit, but nobody will be got balls enough to read their goddamn thing. That's the thing that tears us up. You got 44,000 hours of running around bullshit. You can't even talk about the only thing that goddamn matters. Seems ridiculous to us, but don't worry. We'll get Bertrand on it. We'll give him 30 minutes. We'll clean this shit up. Don't worry, honey.
So the Brussel effect. I call that hyper-pattern recognition.
You're wrong, and you'd be wrong. That's not what that is. Okay, go ahead.
But I don't know the word, but approximately, whatever May was doing, we call the Brussels effect. How is that different from or similar to what James Joyce was doing with Finnegan's Wake via the aliens?
Psychedelic apprehension. That's the difference. Psychedelic apprehension. Come on, Bob. You've been doing this since you were 12. Fuck. And now
are you asking questions?
This is crazy.
Are you saying that that applies to Finnegan's Wake?
Yes.
Psychedelic apprehension. I think that's what you said.
That's
and
what
do we call the Brussels effect is not psychedelic apprehension. It's not hyper-pattern recognition.
That's endemic. Revelation, endemic revelation, where you're reassessing the conditioned responses. It's in your chart, Bob. Come on now.
Yeah, endemic relegation. What was the word? Revelation? Your machine broke again.
It's this bitch hooked up. It's like this, that, not that quick.
That's excellent.
Oh, they don't even hook up. It's over. It's
no, you got it. It's working.
Over. You're over, Bob. It's over.
No, I know, but we're just wrapping up here.
You got to hurry because it's been connected.
Yeah. What's the word? Endemic revelation? What was that word?
Revelation.
Location. Right. Okay.
Sorry about the audio, but you've run the thing out. I've done tit and tat. I don't know why.
No, very good. Okay. Here's the second last point. Is ascension a reversal of simulation or stimulation?
No.
It is.
Simulation. Because you're simulating life, but it's not life. It's death. You're simulating. It's not. Yeah. It's not. You're simulating life, but it's not life. It's death. So you're exactly right. Good. That's perfect words.
Okay.
Where'd you get that? Did we say that shit? Or did you
say that? You said stimulated something, and that gave me some ideas. Okay. The 14th ring. You talk about Asher and Escher. Escher is the painter, E-S-C-H-E-R. Asher is a Jewish tribe, one of the 12 tribes.
Yeah.
And you talk about the activation of RNA.
The Benjamin.
Activation of RNA, not mRNA. 14th ring goes beyond that. Then you mentioned valence and balance. And then Asher's at the 14th ring that leads to the lotus flower. Which Asher are you talking? Both of them or A-S-H-E-R?
Both.
Okay.
Both apply.
Okay, good.
Both apply both degrees. You'll see.
Gotcha.
Because once we get... We better shut the fuck up. Because when you get to the stem, you never asked about the stem of the lotus.
We'll get to that. I know. Well. We'll get to that. Is Fauci already dead?
Yeah,
Anthony
long
Fauci?
Dead. Long dead.
Yeah.
Long dead. And then there's yeah, it's gonna get ugly in another second too. Don't you worry.
Right. The Democrats will not be able to steal the election because there's too much surveillance of them this time.
If there is an election, you're talking about nuclear winter, Bob. We're going to have to see how that goes.
Uh-huh.
There may be one. We don't know that. We've never said there's going to be a midterm, but the Republicans are going to take over. The Republicans and the sun, moon, and stars are going to tear up the world and la, 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 la. Well, we don't know. It's iffy. This is called sketchy. This is called, Bob, you can do on the go to the Pornhub and put in sketchy sex. It's like
yes.
that. Sketchy sex. That's what it's like. It's sketchy. We don't know how it's going to go. But everything's looking good right now, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like some of the buck dancing music. It started off real good, but we'll see how it ends.
Right, because the aliens, well, we can't talk about this publicly, but the aliens who run everything in government, they haven't decided when they're going to start the war or not.
They don't run everything. You goddamn run everything. You're a horn-toned motherfucking son of a bitch. They don't run shit. You run shit. And everything that goes south is your goddamn fault, not their fault. Don't you go blaming them people. They didn't do a goddamn thing.
Okay, I want to give an addendum to the session. I'm not sure if this was said. I didn't hear it. But there's a part when I was explaining how we use... maybe I turned that off without... I don't know why there's an echo. Anyways, there's a part that I don't know if it got said when I was describing how to do the chart in a new way. So I'm going to give you two examples. that were said in the session or not. So if you're looking at the Bob's tiny new chair, you look up in the left corner and see Rai. And that's what I'm called crisscrossing. Rai, then you go down to Hebron, then you go down to Triad, then you get down to 1918 to 1945, and then you go over to consciousness, and then down to Pentad. A second example is you would start at Holopathic Radio Satellite and go down to Meson, or Meson, then to Dyad, and across to 1945 to 1960, and then back across to Orpheus World Spirals. And that would be the end point of that sequence. So that's an important example of the crisscross technique in the new way of looking at the chart that I provided. Okay, so I just wanted to add that part.